Engineers of the future, concerned about their role in tomorrow's high-tech world, New England states are investing millions of dollars in attracting young people to science. In New Hampshire, high school students from around the world are showing their interest in a competition involving robots. Greg Navarro explains.
Behind the scenes in a Manchester, New Hampshire arena, a team of teenagers from Groton, Massachusetts has discovered that life is not supposed to be easy.
The arm came back and knocked down our IR sensor, and so right now we're working on fixing that.
That can't be good.
No.
Especially 15 minutes before their robot named Notorg, which is Groton spelled backwards, is supposed to take center stage. Less than a minute into the competition, Notorg drops apart, but his creators aren't discouraged.
The autonomous mode was incredible. It was working great until the other guy ran into us.
Welcome to the world of FIRST, which stands for inspiration and recognition of science and technology. More than 900 teams from around the world are taking part in the 12th annual event.
Science, math, technology, they aren't interesting. And so what we're trying to do is to create sport of the mind. This is supposed to be as exciting, and it is as exciting as basketball or hockey. Or football.
They do that by taking science and technology out of the classroom and putting it into the hands of teenagers.
I come home every night from going to FIRST and I'm in a good mood, no matter what's happening. You know, we could be arguing for hours over a certain part, but it's been fun.
The goal here isn't about winning, but inspiring tomorrow's engineers.
The compelling data is so staggering that kids that get involved in FIRST choose to do technical things, choose to stay in school, choose to go to college and study engineering.
If you think this competition is easy, consider this. This is what contestants start out with, more than 300 spare parts. Parts like this, which by themselves make no sense at all. They have 6 weeks to create something that works.
FIRST is not easy. FIRST is the hardest fun you'll ever have.
The finished products compete in an arena. Teams work together to put balls between the pipes and hang from a bar for extra points.
I'm amazed it works, but I was really proud of us when we actually moved out there.
A feat that the team from Groton admits wasn't easy. The lessons gained, members say, are well worth the effort. Greg Navarro, NECN.